Let's see what Mr. Radioland's got.
Are you all ready?
Oh, God, no. Something else. Come on, what you got? What you got? What? No. Something else. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, jeez, not this song again. Come on. Something, come on, what you got? What you got?
Hey now, what's this? Let's give this a listen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sounds Atlantic podcast. Just a couple of episodes ago, on March 1st, I began a three-part series on the music of Stan Rogers with an interview that features Stan's producer, Paul Mills. And during that episode, we featured the initiation of Paul's remastering project by showcasing Paul's The Best of Stan Rogers album. And by the way, Stan came to be referred to as an MBC-er. And that would be Maritimer by choice. And that was a reflection, of course, of his Maritime roots and his Ontario-born childhood. I'm your host, Ron Moores, and I'm inviting you to stay tuned for our feature on the music of Stan Rogers, and I'll be back with this and more with an interview with Paul Mills in a fingersnap. Now today I'm back with Paul Mills to talk about the first of six volumes of Stan's work, and this one is titled Fogarty's Cove. Now for the first part of today's show, and before Paul Mills joins me for the second half of the show, I thought I'd play some tracks from a two-volume series that was released in tribute to the work of the late Stan Rogers a while back. And it's titled Remembering Stan Rogers, an East Coast Tribute. It was recorded at the Rebecca Kahn Auditorium in downtown Halifax. And on this tribute package, you'll find artists including Newfoundland's Irish Descendants, Terry Kelly, along with Rita and Mary Rankin from Cape Breton, Ian McKinnon and Joey Kitson, Evans and Doherty, Debbie Adshade, Lenny Gallant, John Allen Cameron, Matt Minglewood, Bruce Guthrow, and McGinty. And from Volume 1, we'll take a listen to Stan's songs performed by a number of artists, including the Irish Descendants, Rita and Mary Rankin, Terry Kelly, Ian McKinnon and Joey Kitson, Lenny Gallant, John Allen Cameron, and Bruce Guthrow. And here to start us off are Newfoundland's classic group, the Irish Descendants.
October in the pouring, driving rain. The skipper, he'd been drinking, and the mate, he felt no pain. Too close to 3 Mile Rock, she was dealt her mortal blow, and the Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There was just us five aboard her when she finally went to wash. We worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost. But the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim that the Mary Ellen Carter'd rise again. Well, the owners wrote her off, not a nickel would they spend. She gave 20 years of service, boys, and met her sorry end. When insurance wrote the loss to us, so let her rest below. Then they laughed at us and said we had to go. But we talked of her all winter, some days around the clock. She's worth a $250,000, floating at the dock. And with every jar that hit the bar, we swore we would remain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. That her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. All spring now we've been with her on a barge lent by a friend. 3 dives a day and a hard hat suit, and twice I've had the bends. Thank God it's only 60 feet and the currents here are slow, for I'd never have the strength to go below. But we've patched her rents, stopped her fence, dog hatch in Port Old Town, fixed tables to her fore and aft and girded her around. Tomorrow noon we hit the air and then take up the strain. Make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. That her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. We couldn't leave her there, you see, to crumble in the scale. She saved our lives so many times, living through the gales. And the laughing drunken rats that left her to a sorry grave, they won't be laughing in another day. And you, to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling bastards lying to you everywhere you go. Turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken and life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again, rise again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yabby scabby doo. My mic. Fantastic. They'd make a great tug of war team, the Irish Descendants, wouldn't they? Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Dennis Ryan, and I'm your farantee, as they say in Gaelic, or your host for this evening. You're going to hear a lot of new talent tonight that you haven't heard or seen before. And to get us started, would you please welcome from Mabu Mines in Cape Breton, Mary and Rita Rankin.
Turtlebacks rust in the rain like they never will short throat, here we lived at home. The inspectors raise hell if we take any home. What kind of fisherman can't eat his catch or call what he's taken his own? But the plant works three shifts now, there's plenty of hay. We ship 17 tons of this garbage each day. And if we want to eat fish, then we'll open a can and catch tiny fish for Japan.
Here's a tune called Fogarty's Cove.
She will walk the sandy shore so plain, watch the combers rolling, till I come to Wild Rose Chance again, down in Fogarty's Cove. Just lost sight of the Queensport light down the bay before us. The wind has blown some cold today with just a wee touch of snow. Along the shore from Lazy Head, hard the beam half filing. Tonight we'll let the anchor go down in Fogarty's Cove. Sing it out now. She will walk the sandy shore so plain, watch the combers rolling, till I come the Wild Rose Chance again, down in Fogarty's Cove. She will walk the sandy shores again, watch the combers rolling, till I come to the Wild Rose Chance again, down in Fogarty's Cove. My sad is like the raven's wing, her hair's like her mother's, with hands that make quick work of a chore, and eyes like the top of a stove. In summertime she'll walk the beach, wrapped in my old duffel, with her eyes upon the masthead beach, down in Fogarty's Cove. She will walk the sandy shores of plain, watch the combers rolling, till I come to Wild Rose Chance again, down in Fogarty's Cove. She will walk the sandy shores again, watch the combers rolling, till I come to Wild Rose Chance again, down in Fogarty's Cove. She cries on my way to sea, nags me when I'm with her. She'd rather ride a government job or maybe go on the roll. But I love her wave as I port about and nose into the channel. My
Miss Sally keeps a supper and a bed for me down in Fogarty's Cove. She will walk the sandy shore so plain, watch the combers rolling, till I come to Wild Rose Chance again down in Fogarty's Cove. She will walk the sandy shores again, watch the combers rolling, till I come to Wild Rose Chance again down in Fogarty's Cove. She will walk the sandy shores so plain, watch the combers rolling, till I come to Wild Rose Chance again down in Fogarty's Cove. She will walk the sandy shores again, watch the combers rolling, till I come to Wild Rose Chance again down in Fogarty's Cove. She will walk the sandy shores so plain, watch the combers rolling, till I come to Wild Rose Chance again down in Fogarty's Cove. She will walk sandy shores again, watch the combers rolling, till I come to Wild Rose Chance again down in Fogarty's Cove. Hey!
God bless you. Thank you. Would you please give a big round of applause for Joe Kitson, Ian McKinnon from Rollins Cross. Give the boys a round, would you?
Thank you.
Stay here, your company's good, I know, but I must wake up alone and the party is over. You can stay here, I'm moments away from sleep, and what you want to say can keep till I'm wake and I'm sober. You can stay here when everyone else has gone. I've nothing for you, no song to sing for you only. You can stay here, maybe you can't see why, but I'm an old-fashioned guy and I'd rather be lonely. Maybe you think I'm unkind when I tell you to go away. I know what you offer and I could be softer and tell you to stay. But to me you're a stranger, to touch you is danger, I know it's true. Cause what I've got at home is too dear to risk for an hour with you. You can't stay here, I'll be alright alone, and when I'm safe in her arms at home, I'll thank you for leaving. You can stay. You can stay. You can stay.
It's often said that Stan Rogers wrote timeless songs, and this is called Make and Break Harbor.
How still lies the bay in the light western airs that blow from the crimson horizons.
Once more we tack home with the day's empty hold, saving gas with the breezes so fair. She's a kindly Cape Islander, old but still sound, but she's lost in the long line of shadow. Make and break and make do, but the bishops of you, she won't be replaced should she founder. It's so hard not to think of before the big war, when the cod were so cheap but so plenty. For a trawler's go by now with long-seeing eyes, taking all where we seldom take any. And the young folk don't stay with the fisherman's way. Long ago they all moved to the city, and the ones left behind, old and tired and blind, can't work for a pound, for a penny. In make and break harbor, the boats are so few. Too many lie pulled up and rotten. Most houses stand empty, old nets hung to dry, are blown away, lost and forgotten. See the big draggers have pulled up the bay, leaving lobster traps smashed on the bottom. Can they think it don't pay to respect the old ways that make and break man have not forgotten? For we still keep our time to the turn of the tide, and his boat that I built with my father still lifts to the sky. The one longer and I still talk like old friends on the water. In make and break harbor, the boats are so few. Too many lie pulled up and rotten. Most houses stand empty, old nets hung to dry, are blown away, lost and forgotten. In make and break harbor, the boats are so few. Too many lie pulled up and rotten. Most houses stand empty, old nets hung to dry, blown away, lost and forgotten. Most houses stand empty, all nets hung to dry. I've blown away, lost and forgotten.
We built those boats down at the shipyard for 40 years or more.
Hey, this is Dave Gunning, and you're listening to Sounds Atlantic with my good buddy Ron Moores.
As I watch the night fall across a tired floor, far too old for working anymore.
Darker, make and break harbor. The wind blows cold, with fewer sails to fill. No longer does the train go by, no Scotian home. The foreign ships still rape our coasts while fishing boats lie still. We sift through broken promises and unemployment lines. We see our children move away and call from time to time. The songs that you have left for us grow truer by the day. It's almost like you never went away. But I feel a storm building, blowing across the plains, driven hard by an eastward wind like it's coming home again. Carrying a giant, I hear you laughing now, as you pound your fist for the rain to fall on the fields behind the plow. Crash up against privateer's wharf and the hand of Franklin charts the course. With a crash of thunder through the cold hard rain, we'll see the giant rise again. Tour by the day, it's almost like you never went away.
You're listening to Ron Moore's Sounds Atlantic, and I'm Jim Payne. Enjoy the finest in acoustic roots music brought to you by artists from Newfoundland and Labrador and all of Atlantic Canada.
Well, all right, you've just listened to our first wave of music here on Valley Heritage Radio, 98.7 on your FM dial, and from Volume 1 of Remembering Stan Rogers, we wound up with Stan's Song, that done for you by Bruce Guthrow. We backed that with a 12-string guitar instrumental from the late Janelle and Cameron. And back of this we heard Make and Break Harbor, done for us by Lenny Gallant. You Can Stay Here was brought to us by Ian McKinnon and Joey Kitson. And Tiny Fish for Japan by Rita and Mary Rankin. And we began all this near the top of the show with the Irish Descendants, who sang the classic Rogers composition, The Mary Ellen Carter rides again. Well, we have time for about three more songs from this double tribute album before we get on to having a chat with Paul Mills, and we're playing from the catalog of the late Stan Rogers. So I thought we'd turn to volume two of Remembering Stan Rogers, this tribute here, and take a listen to three more songs, beginning with one from McGinty and carrying on with more from the lovely Laura Smith, and winding up with the entire cast of this two-volume tribute singing Barrett's Privateers. Boy, that's a fine and fitting way to end this wonderful tribute to a man who has left a rich legacy of maritime music right across our country. So I'm going to start off with a band I met a couple of decades ago. Actually, boy, that's scary. I was traveling through with my family through the Mira River in Cape Breton, stopped by a B&B. Turns out the B&B was the home of John Ferguson's mother, John being half of McGinty at the time. And they were also a premier bar band in the Halifax scene. Boy, they were one of the first on the scene back then. They drew crowds like kids to a candy factory. So here's McGinty with Rolling Down the Old Maui.
It's a damn tough life full of toil and strife we whaler men undergo, and we won't give a damn when the gale is done how hard the winds did blow. For we're homeward bound from the Arctic ground with the good ship taut and free, and we won't give a damn when we drink our rum with the girls of old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic around, rolling down to old Maui. Once more we sail with the northerly gale through the ice and wind and rain. Them coconut fronds and tropical lands we soon shall see again. 6 hellish months we've passed away on the cold Kamchatka Sea, but now we're bound from the Arctic around, rolling down to old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic around, rolling down to old Maui. Once more we sail with the northerly gale towards our island home. Our mainmast sprung, our whaling done, and we ain't got far to roam. Our stunsail bones is carried away, what care we for that sound? A living gale is after us, thank God, we're homeward bound. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic around, rolling down to old Maui. How soft the breeze through the island trees, now the ice is far astern. Them native maids, them tropical glades, is awaiting our return. Even now their big brown eyes look out, hoping some fine day to see our baggy sails running for the gales, rolling down to old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic around, rolling down to old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic around, rolling down to old Maui.
Please welcome Laura Smith.
Our worry is beginning. From when is there a soul? Do we discover living? Or somehow are we told? In sudden pain, in empty cold, in blinding light of day, we're given breath, and it takes our breath away. How cruel to unformed fancies way in which we come. Overwhelmed by feeling, and sudden loss of love. And what price dark confining pain, the hardest to forgive, when all at once we're called upon to live. By giant hand were taken, from the shelter of the womb, that dreaded first horizon. The endless empty room, where communion is lost forever, when a heart first beats alone. Still, it remembers, no matter how it's grown. We grow, but grow apart. We live, but more alone. The more to be, the more to see, to cry aloud that we are free, to hide our ancient fear of being alone. For no man can be told that delivery is delayed, until at last we are made aware, and we first reach for love to find it was always there.
The year was 1778. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. A letter of marque came from the king to the scummiest vessel I've ever seen. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
Well, El Cid Barrett, pride of town.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
For 20 brave men, all fishermen, who would make for him the Antelope's crew?
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on the Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
The Antelope sloop was a sickening sight.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She'd a list to the port and her sails in rags, and the cook in the scuppers with the staggers and jags.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
On the king's birthday we put to sea.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
We were 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like madmen all the way.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
On the 96th day we sailed again.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
When a bloody great Yankee hove in sight, with a crack for pounders we made to fight.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
The Yankee lay low down with gold.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She was broad and fat and loose in stays, but the catcher took the antelope two whole days.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
And at length we stood two cables away.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Our crack for partners made an awful din, but with one fat bally Yang stove us in.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
The antelope shook and pitched on her side.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Well, Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both me legs.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
So here I lay in my 23rd year.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
It's been 6 years since he sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
You're listening to Ron Moore's Sounds Atlantic. I'm Fergus O'Byrne. I live in Newfoundland. I'm from Ireland. I sang with Ryan Spencey for many years. I'm still a working musician. I'm asking you to stay tuned right here for the finest in traditional music throughout Atlantic Canada, from small hamlets to the larger towns and cities here on Canada's east coast and the wide world out there.
That was our final wave over wave of music in part one of today's feature on Stan Rogers, and we ended up with the entire cast in this project who performed Barrett's Privateers. Back of this, the lovely Laura Smith brought us Delivery Delayed, and we began this final wave over wave of continuous music here on today's episode of Sounds Atlantic with Rolling Down the Old Maui, brought to us by McGinty, and they are John Ferguson and others I should remember. Well, that's the end of part one, and with that, it's part two, and that's just a click away.